And we're back. Hey, everybody. It's episode 196 of the Pocket Party Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Carter. Sorry I got the podcast out a little bit late. I had my wisdom tooth removed on Monday. And so, I was not in any shape to do any talking or podcasting. It was funny, man. This is the first time I've ever been sedated with anesthesia. And they hook everything up and you're in the chair. Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. And then they put the little oxygen up your nose and you'd breathe deep. And then the doctor comes in. Okay, make a fist, ball it up, and then let go, ball it. And then the next thing you know, you're waking up and like, wow, okay, I guess we did it. And it kind of felt like, you know, when you get off an airplane and you've been sleeping on a long flight, like that first 30 seconds to a minute, you're awake, but you're just sort of in a dream state of like, oh, I must get off the plane and find my gate. That's kind of what it felt like. So it's great. There's a reason young people get their wisdom tooth removed, because it's like the perfect, you're supposed to have like ice cream, yogurt, pudding, doctor's orders, don't brush your teeth, doctor's orders, like everything a teenager would love, you know, that first day. So yeah, that's what I was doing, and we'll be back in full swing of things. In fact, I'm going to record a podcast soon, because I want to get some episodes out before Thanksgiving. It's funny when you're, you know, because I'm like a go-getter. You know how I am. I'm like push-ups, sit-ups, boxing gym, hiking, 7 miles, 9 miles. What can we do? So when you're told, like, no, you got to relax, chill, watch TV, watch movies. In fact, that's what it said. It said, like, literally, watch movies, like just chill. So I watched, believe it or not, The Waltons. I'm like sitting home watching The Waltons, daytime television. Usually if I have a moment and I'm home alone, I'll do a podcast or edit video or, you know, like, what can I do for my comedy, like writing. But I said, you know what, I'm gonna take the first couple days and really just dive deep into like weird stuff, like shows I haven't watched. We watched The Sandlot, I watched The Waltons, a little bit of Andy Griffith, a lot of stuff like that. Really just slowed it down. And I wasn't a big Waltons fan growing up. Like, it would come on, I'd like it, you know, you'd watch it. But it was really, I watched this episode, and it was great, man. It's called Heritage. Season 2, Episode 17, The Heritage. And basically what happens is a guy comes to offer them a lot of money. This is during the Depression, to buy their home, their farm, Walton's Mountain, and turn it into a resort. And you got to remember, this is during the Depression. So when he's offering them $5,000, when he's offering them, then it pumps it up to $25,000 and $30,000. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's like millions of dollars at this, if you were to imagine, especially during the Depression. So it was interesting seeing how they would deal with it. I'm going to tell you just a couple of the points that I liked. John Boy said this in the beginning. When we were children, we never thought of the house that we were born in as beautiful or plain or anything special, except that it was our home and it was there. But there came a day when we were faced with giving it up. It crept up on us, as so many crises do, through the normal routine of living. And that kind of makes you think about your childhood home and just your, you know, growing up and how things change and you're no longer there. And I love the final epilogue monologue. Here we go. Many years have gone by since that 50th anniversary of my grandparents. My grandparents are no longer alive, and most of us have moved to other places in the world. We go home when we can, and on those occasions, our spirits are renewed by the feelings that flood back, the feelings we had as children growing up in that wonderful old house that stands in the shadow of Walton's Mountain. Now, I don't know if it was because I was on all the drugs of the wisdom tooth being removed, but I really liked that episode. It made me think about stuff, but I know this is a comedy podcast and you're like, where's the funny part? I don't know. I don't know. It'll be coming up in plenty of time, but so there's that. In fact, this is an episode I did. Let me cobble some stuff together that you guys haven't heard. And if you have heard it, it's been a while. And I have a quick interview with Larry Omaha. I did it on the street outside of the Ha Ha Comedy Club on Lancashire in North Hollywood. And we also have words of wisdom from Brian Holtzman, Craig Coleman, Sam Tripoli, again with Brian Holtzman, Jason Andors, Claude Stewart, Gilbert Esquivel, and of course my son Austin A. Carter, a.k.a. Oss the Bass Boss. I also want to give a shout out to everybody that supported the podcast and my efforts, you know, of YouTube, leaving comments on my YouTube channel, hitting that donate button on DarrenCarter.com or Venmoing me at Darren Carter Comic on Venmo or $ Darren Carter Comic on the Cash App. Anytime you leave a comment on YouTube, it helps that YouTube algorithm. If there's anything I've learned, I'm going to give you guys some words of wisdom. I saw this quote, and this is so true. Many things can be out of your control, but continuous effort is in your hands. And that's right. I'm still showing up. I'm still uploading podcasts. I'm still uploading videos, and I'm still getting on stage and rocking those stages. I get all cocky at the end. I'm rocking those stages. This is a great episode. It's a short one, but I wanted to get something out for you guys, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. And in fact, the Jason Andors stuff is, it made me laugh my butt off hearing it a third and fourth time as I was editing this. And I love what everyone said. I boiled it down to some of my favorites for the words of wisdom, and I'm still stuck on what I should really call it. Please leave a suggestion somewhere on YouTube. And give me a little hint of what I should call it. Because I don't know if I'm going to stick with words of wisdom. But even though that's what it is, I might make it more centric to the Pocket Party podcast. Like Pocket Sense or here's some pocket change to change your life. Or I don't know. Maybe. And then I will call it words of wisdom. Who knows? Oh, another thing I've been working on. And you know something's a good idea when you think of it and then a few other people keep suggesting it to you. And I don't know if you saw the new video I have on YouTube, I Like My Women. I have a real knack for that. I've been doing it for a long time and people seem to like it. And I've had a few people, in fact, somebody this week hit me up. Hey, when's the book coming out? You should make a book, a little book, 101 Ways I Like My Women or whatever. And last night I sat down and I wrote out 50 of them, just 50, just like that. And that's, because I've been gathering these for so long. Like when I'm on stage, I riff that. I like my women like I like mine. Then people yell out, you know, whatever they yell out. And I realized, like, I could do it pretty quick. And I think it'd be a pretty, you know, might be a little way to make some more income and also get, you know, get my name out there. And it's fun. It's like a fun gift for yourself or for somebody else, you know. And especially nowadays, you can make things so easy to sell, like I think on Instagram. Although I haven't done it, I think people set up stores on Instagram and things like that, little online stuff. But all right, guys, let's get into it. Let's get into the Pocket Party podcast. Let's start that. If there's any questions, message me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. All right, guys, again, thank you for the support. Thanks for starting that party in your ear holes. I should have cleared my throat before I started this. Let's start that party in your ear holes. Don't hurt nobody and be careful. See you soon.
There he is, Larry Omaha.
Pocket Party.
Darren Carter.
The party started. That's right. Larry, I've known you for quite a while. When did you start doing stand-up comedy?
Well, as long as you've known me, you've known me at least 18 months. So I'd say I've been doing comedy at least 19 months now. About 19 months.
Yeah, now you're into some decades, man.
Yeah, like, since the 80s.
Yeah.
Since the 80s.
That's cool. Now, you were here. Were you around for the first comedy boom?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
In fact, I think it started because of me.
Oh, right. Yeah. And I see you now mostly working clean. Is that something you always did, work clean?
Not in the beginning. In the beginning, I was crazy. I had a lot of crazy, dirty stuff. But then I realized it just didn't work for me. I didn't feel good doing it. Although now I can do a little risque stuff.
Yeah.
But I never get too raunchy.
Yeah, and you know, you're really good with your words, so even when it's risque, you're like innuendos and that
kind of
thing.
Yeah, a lot of innuendos and innuendos, yeah.
During the comedy boom, Would you say that? Because I used to hear these stories like, oh yeah, they'd pay people like $5,000 in a flight just to go out and do like 10 minutes. And did you ever experience any of that kind of stuff or hear about stuff like that?
Well, it was very good pay back in the early days because they would fly everybody out, including the MC. They'd put everybody up. They'd give you good money. They'd feed you well. And in the early 80s, it was really good times. And
wow.
Then things change, you know?
Yes. You know, I got in like the early, like 1990s when I first, you know, so a lot of the comics were like older comics were like, it sucked. But to me, every day that I wasn't doing a day job was great. I'm like, you know, hey, you know, the less roommates I have, the more money. You know, I mean, it was just
exactly.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm like,
yeah,
this
yeah,
year
yeah.
I only have 4 roommates. I'm doing great. You know, that kind of thing, you know?
Thankfully, I never had to have a roommate.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard another comedian, he talked about that back in when they used to work at the Comedy Store. He goes, you know, we'd get an apartment and rent was only like, I forget what he said, like it was affordable.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know how, you know.
Yeah, today it's crazy. You got to have roommates today from what I understand, even though I still don't have a roommate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if you were starting out, you know, did you, have you ever opened up for like big musicians? Did you ever do any of that kind of stuff?
I opened up for several big names, now I can't remember the damn guy's name. Well, one of the biggest comedy names I've opened for is Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we toured the world. We did European tours. We did Saudi Arabian tours. And then Little Richard. I opened for Little Richard.
Oh, that's so cool.
He was a cool dude.
Wow.
He was crazy.
Little Richard, man.
One of the biggest rushes I had was when I opened for Freddie Fender.
Who was hot back
in the day, you know.
Yeah.
And I even wrote jokes for Freddie Fender, and he appreciated that.
Wow. A couple of songs that I like that he sings is Till the Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
I wrote a joke regarding that song.
Oh, yeah?
I told him, Freddie, I got a joke for you. You go into a restaurant, you order egg foo young and shrimp fried rice, and on his way to your table, the waiter spills it. And you don't get mad. You just say, wasted eggs and wasted rice. Now, youngsters won't get that.
Yeah.
You and I.
No, I love that, man. I put that on Spotify. You know, I put a classic country station on Spotify, and that one comes up, and so does Till the Next Teardrop Falls.
Oh,
I think.
Man, yeah.
Till the Next. And you know, Freddie Fender Jr. is, I think I'm friends with him on Facebook. He probably lives in L.A., I think.
It's interesting because I saw Freddie Fender perform at my college when I was going to college before I became a comic. And in the back of my mind, I go, wow, I should like to meet him. Then I become a comedian. 10, 15 years later, I get a call from an agent. Hey, would you like to open for Freddie Fender tonight? I go, yeah! He liked me so much, he had me open for him like about 25 times.
Wow.
That was great.
That's amazing. Larry, I got a couple questions for you. What is the most recent purchase you've made that's made you just a little bit happier?
A laptop stand.
Nice. And what is a laptop stand?
It doesn't sit on my lap because I don't want the lap. I don't want anything on my lap. But it's a stand that sits over my lap, and I can type.
Yeah. And why don't you want something on your lap?
Because it's the heat and the weight.
Don't usually guys pay extra for that?
You said keep it clean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm especially when you look over your shoulder, there's a sign there. I don't know if they can see, but it says The Body Shop.
Yeah, baby.
I know, but it's actually a real body shop. It's not a gentleman's club, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, one time I went to a gentleman's club. They weren't acting like gentlemen.
No.
Okay. All right. No, so it's a stand for your laptop.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's good.
Big deal.
I know. No. I mean, listen, I talked to a guy one time. He said he finally got a brand new car. He'd never in his life had a new car.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, it's amazing. Then I've had people say, I believe it or not, I got a toilet scrubber. And he goes, I thought that was kind of gross. But he's like, I never had one before. And he goes, it just feels, I feel confident now. And
yeah. Well, I've got lots of new cars.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful home that I bought.
That's
beautiful. Comedy's been very good to me.
Yes, yes.
Very good. I got no complaints.
That's right, man. Isn't it? And it's funny, like, I know comedians that love sitting on the couch still. I'm like, dude, get out there. Even just every day you write a new joke and you perform a new joke, it just feels better, doesn't it?
It's
like
every day.
That new thing you're working on, you're just ready for it. And
absolutely, man. It's like, and then performing it, bringing it to life on the stage, that's just exciting. And it's like a drug.
Yeah.
It's like a drug for me.
It really is.
And everybody's not like that. I know some comics who it's a job to go on stage.
Yeah. Thank God that we're not like that, because I would not want to. No. I'm like,
fun.
Dude, we're not working in coal mines. We're having ideas, writing them, and performing them, and it's the best feeling when it works.
And people leave the room feeling great, and you know they want to give us extra money, and
yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. And last thing, do you have any words of wisdom? You know, I have the podcast called Pocket Party Podcast, and I'm thinking about calling this segment like Pocket Sense, something that will change your life, or I don't know, something like that.
Pocket change.
Pocket change.
Pocket pool.
Pocket pool. No. Pocket, pull your thoughts together.
Words of wisdom, always make sure you have enough coffee at home. Because when I don't have coffee at home, I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah.
And don't let your blood sugar drop low, because I'm not in a good mood when my blood sugar drops low. And ride your bike every day, man.
That's right.
Keep yourself healthy. If you love yourself, take care of yourself. If you hate yourself, go get drunk every day.
Yeah. You're right, though, man. You know, I do my daily push-ups and sit-ups, and I love. Actually, you wrote a really funny comment, because you know I do. Right now, I'm doing 50 a day, 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups. That's my number. You know, I was doing 100, and then 300, and then once I got to 300, I would give up, because I'm like, it's too much. So, but I love what you said. Do you remember what you said?
No.
I said, I go, hey guys, I post, I'm doing 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups every day, and you go, hey, I used to do that in high school. Then I found a gym. That's great.
Funny. Sometimes
you're hilarious.
Funny,
I know. You must have had a bunch of coffee that day.
Like, yeah. I can dance, too.
Yeah. All right. We'll go out on a dance. You ready? We'll go out on a dance.
Words of wisdom.
Well, I realized one time I was in Okinawa, Japan, when I was in the Air Force, and I went over. It was either the time I hit the back of a bus with my motorcycle, just tapped it, and of course the bus pulled over, and the cops came. They made a big federal case out of nothing. So what? You tapped the back of a bus with a 125cc motorcycle. Big deal. You know, anyway, it could have been that time or another time I went around a curve and there was loose gravel. On a motorcycle, loose gravel on a turn is a nightmare. And I went down. But what I learned right from the get-go when those two items happened is in 6 months, in 2 years, in 10 years, it won't matter. Nothing will matter in time. Whatever you think is a hurdle or an obstacle or a traumatic experience or a morose situation, suck it up, take it in, register it, categorize it, and just realize that in a few short time, whatever that time frame is, it won't matter. And I often say this to people are too sensitive today. I guess my biggest advice was mind your own business. Nobody minds their own business today. And I think that's what's making the stir in the pot. And the other one was, do not be alarmed. Do not be concerned. And do not be upset what anybody says to you, about you, or behind your back. Because anything that somebody says that's negative is more about the person who's saying it. It has nothing to do with you. If a person is portraying toxic behavior or language or characteristics of a flawed personality, an inflated ego, that's about them. It has nothing to do with you. Now, if I could just go on for another 45 minutes, you can pay for this speech at $44.95 at BrianHolstmansBS.com.
Love it, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Speaking of comments, we're down to take the positive comments and comment below on the YouTube channel. Comment below. Let us know what you think. Give us your thoughts.
Pocket Party.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. It's Darren Carter, the party starter, a.k.a. That's me, Darren. And this is my son, Austin, a.k.a.
Austin the Bass Boss.
Pocket Party.
Words of wisdom. I don't know. I think you can't get in the hole of negativity. You can't. I've lived my life that way for a long time where I was just like, nah, you know, you never win, you know, and guess what? You don't. When you when you talk like that and you constantly think like that, you don't win. And it's a constant loss. And you're like, my life sucks. And it's like, yes, because you yeah. keep saying that. And you kind of got to trick yourself into being like, everything's going to be okay. And, you know, it's not like life turns out peachy all of a sudden, but life does get better. And as cheesy as all that may sound, it's just a better way to be all around than just constantly beating yourself up and constantly being like, I never. And then, you know, you put that out there and never is always going to be there. So you just, I listen to this dude. His name is Doxy, D-A-U-S-C-H-Y, when I fall asleep. And it's, it's just positive thoughts, and it's it sounds stupid, but abundance is in your life, how to attract money, stuff like that. And also I can tell you is starting in August when I started doing that, my life got a little bit better. That's all I can tell you.
And you're absolutely right.
You know, you can believe it or not. And one of my friends, I told her that she's the most negative person I've ever met in my life. And she goes, you know what? I'm going to try that. And I am not shitting you. Her life changed 100%. And she's like she's doing pretty good from where she was a year ago. And I was shocked that because she's absolutely the person that you would tell her that. She'd be like, oh, there's nothing positive. But she didn't do that this time. And she just totally has changed her life.
I think that's 100% right. You know, just like with negative talk can, you know, I've been doing this, when I'm out in the boonies, I go to the local like Starbucks and I sit in the parking lot because they won't allow you to sit inside. And I upload, to YouTube, and especially these files are very long. They're like an hour long. So,
oh, sure.
So if an hour long file, you're going to be in that parking lot for who knows how long, over 2 hours. And it was just really slow one day. And I, like an idiot, I had to use the restroom. So I shut the computer to go use the restroom. I come back and then I had to restart all over again. It didn't leave where I left it off. It was like 55%. I had to start all over again from square one. And I'm like, dang, I'm having a bad day. And then another thing happened and I caught myself the second time going, this is a bad day. And I thought, that's negative talk. I keep telling myself it's a bad day. Guess what? I'm going to find things that make it a bad day. And I said, don't do that, Darren. And as I said that, I thought, you know what? The 3 hours, it's behind me. I already uploaded it. You know, I wasn't in a coal mine. I wasn't like Craig working at a factory, you know.
Right, exactly.
Ex-cons. I was in my car. I was playing on my phone. I was sitting there for 3 hours. Or whatever, 2 hours. It was uncomfortable. Right. But whatever, it's not the end of the world.
You got a family to go to.
I do. And it was the time change happened. So I'm like, you know what? I still got like four more hours of sunlight. Let's get out there and ride my bike and have a great day. Cause I said, the day's not over with. I literally changed my mindset. You know, the old me would have been, it's a bad day. And then taking a nap for 2 hours and that's not good.
Right.
You ever do that? It's a bad day.
Yeah. Shut it down. I'm shutting it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
The factory's closed. Exactly. for sure.
And I'm sharing that story because I know people out there need to hear this and they need to see it. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you, Craig, for being on.
Absolutely.
Let's do it again soon.
For sure.
We're done with this interview.
I always ask my guests and if they have any words of wisdom, anything they'd like to say in closing, anybody that's going through a hard time or something to be, something there's you've learned along the way.
Yeah. Okay. You can change your life in 365 days. You can change 180 if you just start realizing nobody's come to save you. Nobody's trying to make your life miserable. You are your greatest strength and your biggest weakness. And when you come to grips with who you are and you stop waiting for something to come save you, and every day you just work on your goals, you make your list, you work on your goals, you'll be amazed at how many of those things you'll check off and where your life will be. It will be 180 in 1 year. I'm telling you, man, you can do it. It's just you got to do it. You got to get out of this. You got to watch what you're consuming. Turn off the television. Stop watching brain rot shit. Start doing some reading. If you don't want, you can't read because you're too busy, you can't sit down, listen to podcasts. Podcasts are spoken word, man. It does the same shit, man. So you can change your own life. You control everything. There is no, the universe only resides between your ears, and that is where the universe is. So there's good, there's bad. You can't try to get rid of your bad. It's not possible. The universe has duality. So instead of trying to get rid of your bad, own your bad, confess your bad, control your bad, and then skip with your bad, you know, and that's really what you do. Everybody's flawed. They make mistakes. I know I've made a ton of mistakes, you know, and who knows when I'll pay for them and when I won't, but you know, this is it. The key to this universe is to help others, man. If you do three nice things for strangers and ask for nothing back, like giving a homeless guy a couple bucks, ask him his name. When you ask his name, their life changes. They feel like a person. Do three nice things every day for a total stranger without asking for anything in back, and watch how your life changes.
Pocket Party.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. It's Darren Carter, the party starter, a.k.a. That's me, Darren. And this is my son, Austin, a.k.a.
Austin the Bass Boss.
That's right. This is a compilation of words of wisdom. I know you're going to enjoy it. And at the very end, I'm going to ask Austin for his words of wisdom. So stick around.
And start that party in your ear holes.
All right. Before we get out of here, do you have any words of wisdom, something you'd like to share?
Well, if you're in traffic and you're behind the wheel of your own automobile and somebody's not doing what you want them to do, or perhaps they're taking too long doing what you don't want them to do, blow your horn, curse at them, give them the finger, act like the animal that you are, and just get angry, get mean, curse and yell and shout at strangers. That seems to be the thing that everybody's doing today.
No, man, I agree. I mean, I disagree. You know what you do?
What's your love life? I'm like, I haven't had a girlfriend in 6 months. Anything? What's the next question?
Usually I end the show, and you could either pass on this or whatever. I usually go, hey, give us some words of wisdom. And usually
people... I got my GED. You got a word of wisdom do you want?
I know. Tell us the secret to life. What is it, Jason? Like, words of wisdom.
The secret to life. Oh, my God. Oh, there's my alarm. That's the secret to life. That's the secret to life. To have an alarm on snooze when you have no schedule.
Yeah.
I have nothing going on except laundry, and my alarms rang three times to remind me.
It seems like you're busy. Like every 6 minutes, the alarms go on. I got laundry. I got toilets to clean. I got lights to unplug and plug in again.
Some words of advice.
Do New Yorkers use back scratchers? I don't know. Is this a West Coast thing?
That's a can't afford of a massage thing. That's what that is.
Exactly. Yeah. With COVID, hey, stay 6 feet away. All right. Hey, you get over there.
I should get one of those. That actually looks good.
Yeah.
You know, because I always get an itch right where I can't reach.
And how creepy would that be, though? You thought the toilet scratcher was cool. You're asking a girl, hey, come on in.
What would be creepy as hell is if that was also a toilet scratcher.
Who said it's not?
It does both. You turn it around this way. You're cleaning the toilet with the sponge. This way, it's your back. It's like exactly. A double-sided.
Hey, honey, it's a new invention.
Oh, sure. No problem. I would say, you know, one telltale sign that your mother-in-law might be a hoarder is probably 78 cans of Skippy in the closet. I just got to keep a couple things in mind. I mean, look, two wrongs don't make a right unless you make a wrong turn. and then you're back going the right way. Misery loves company, but herpes loves everybody.
this guy can't stop being funny. It just comes out of it.
What's happening?
Hello.
I mean, words of wisdom, I would just say appreciate what you have. This is something I work on with my son, but I have trouble with this too. Stop obsessing about what you don't have and what you need, and appreciate what you have. Because trust me, you have more than you think.
Because we're not making money in anything we do. It's easy to get discouraged and just quit. Like, this is never going to sell anyway, this movie. This is never. Or you're like, I just want this to be perfect. I could finish this in 2-3 years, whatever. It'll get done one day. You'll never get it done that way. You got to look at everything you're doing like you were hired to do it, and they gave you a deadline. You know? Like, you need to finish that book in 4 months. Like, we paid you for that, and we need it in 4 months. And to me, that has really helped me at least the last week. The difference, you know, in the amount of work I've put in.
You know, I read a quote that really helped me put out one of my albums. And it said, without a deadline, a goal is just a wish or a dream.
Yeah.
You know, so with a deadline, you're like, yep, that's the deadline. That's why I put these podcasts out. I tell myself I'm going to do it, and then I do it.
I want to do it. Yeah. A deadline cuts off laziness.
The way you judge a good Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
This is just two things that you look for. If these two things are good, anything they make is going to be good. That's the look for the salsa.
Oh,
make sure it's authentic and it tastes good. In order for it to be good, it's going to have oregano and cilantro in it. If it don't have that, it don't mean a thing. If it ain't got that, thang. All right. The other one is the refried beans.
Yes. Yep.
The refried beans. If the refried beans taste good to you, then they're good. Forget if the guy next to you doesn't like them. If you think they're delicious, that's all that matters. But if it's in the salsa and the beans. Now, if the beans taste like can-made, well, you better hope you like Rosaritas. Rosaritas are good. You just got to doctor them a little bit. But my Mexican pride, my machismo won't let me eat them.
Yeah.
I feel like I sold out. But they're good. They are good.
Yeah.
But they are Taco Bell flavor. Those are Taco Bell beans. Nothing wrong with Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. Don't get me wrong. All right. But when you authentic, real Mexican beans, like refried and cooked, like homemade. Oh, my gosh.
I got to go eat. All right. That was pretty good. All right. Austin, what are your words of wisdom?
Never give anyone up. And don't let them down. And never run around and desert them. Never make them cry. Never say goodbye. And never tell a lie and hurt them. Because that's bad. Sure, you take it away.
Sounds kind of familiar. All right, guys. Have a great day and happy 2021.
And don't forget to like and subscribe to this guy.
That's right. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
Subscribe.
That's right. All right. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
He's crawling away.
Everybody listen to Darren Carter. We all know he's the party starter. So if you want to listen to a podcast for free, then listen to The Pocket Party.